More schools could ditch masks on Lisa Brady. Fox News, New Jersey's Democratic governor announcing a change in policy. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, Governor Phil Murphy says it's a step back toward a sense of normalcy that will take effect March 7th.
The statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. Additionally, we will lift the statewide mandate in all child care settings.
Murphy thanked what he said was the vast majority of New Jerseyans whose compliance, he says, allows this decision. But even after March 7th, when the state mandate ends, individual districts may still dictate within schools and daycares if masks can be worn. Also, individuals can still mask up on their own. Murphy urged discipline against those who demean that personal choice, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. Delaware also now plans to end a statewide school mask policy at the end of March. A top government scientist is called out in a White House review for workplace conduct.
An internal review found Dr. Eric Lander violated a safe and respectful workplace policy, but the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy will not be fired. Lander is accused of bullying staff members and treating them disrespectfully. The White House's senior administration officials have met with Lander about his management and say the scientist is taking corrective action. He has also issued an apology to agency employees. Still, the consequences are short of a directive issued by President Biden that anyone who shows disrespect to others would be fired.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden holding a White House meeting with Germany's new chancellor, Olaf Scholz.
Working in lockstep to further deter Russian aggression in Europe.
They have a joint news conference scheduled this afternoon. The U.S. has said it's not sure Russia's president has decided on invading Ukraine, but that it could happen at any time. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Jury selection begins in Pasco County, Florida, for the retired cop accused of killing a man in a movie theater 8 years ago.
After several delays, trial is finally beginning for now 79-year-old Curtis Reeves. The retired Tampa police captain is accused of shooting then 43-year-old Chad Olson. The two began fighting after Reeves got upset with Olson for texting during a movie. Video footage shows Olson grabbing Reeves' popcorn and throwing it at him before Reeves pulls out a gun and shoots him. Reeves claimed self-defense, that he didn't know based on the altercation what might happen next. Olson's wife was also injured when she put up her hand to try and calm the situation. Her attorneys blamed Reeves' team for all the delays. Reeves has been on house arrest since the shooting. He's charged with second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A preliminary review does not find the cause of a recent bridge collapse in Pittsburgh, hours before the president's speech there on bridge repairs. The NTSB says investigators found no primary fractures in sections of steel girders that were considered fractured critical. They're now extracting bridge components for closer study. An inspection in September found deterioration, but nothing serious enough to close the bridge. A singer stops her show to check on a fan struggling to breathe.
Billie Eilish is not the bad guy. The singer stopped her concert at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday to get medical attention for someone in the crowd. Videos of the moment now going viral online. Billie Eilish asking her crew to find an inhaler.
You got one. It's okay. You got one.
Billie Eilish later telling the audience, I wait for people to be okay until I keep going. She's currently on the road for Happier Than Ever, the world tour.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are higher after a slow start. The Dow's up 199. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.